It's Fox and Food.
I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News. The buffalo wing, the ultimate party food to some, according to Rhoda Boone, food director at Epicurious.com.
The most popular wing recipe on the site right now, it's crispy baked chicken wings. These are great because they're the same flavor of traditional wings, but they're baked instead of fried. So they're a little bit less messy, they're a little healthier, and you can make a big batch of them all at once. You know, baking them instead of frying them gives them a crispy skin and juicy meat, and they're tossed in a great ginger soy glaze after baking. They're very simple to make. You just make sure the wings are patted dry. You just have to toss them in that buffalo sauce and on a sheet tray in the oven, bake them up, and then they get that sticky ginger soy glaze afterwards.
Boone says that sauce is homemade and simple.
And you can make it in advance. Just honey, ginger, and soy. You know, you reduce it on the stovetop and let it cool, and you can make it up to 5 days in advance. If you're going for like a traditional, messy, ooey-gooey wings that you need, you know, wet naps and a bib to eat, we have a great just classic buffalo chicken wings recipe. It's very popular on the site, very highly reviewed by our users. And these can be grilled or fried and then tossed in the classic hot wing sauce. And they're served with a wonderful, tangy blue cheese dressing. I think blue cheese dressing is just the classic. You know, it's I love it. You know, sometimes it's a mayonnaise base. Sometimes it has some buttermilk in there. This one is just mayonnaise, plain yogurt, and crumbled blue cheese. Just three ingredients. Very simple and delicious.
Author Mary Giuliani says Super Bowl Sunday is a great time to melt cheese over everything. And ideally, you'd do it at the coffee table so you don't miss any of the game or the commercials.
I'm a big fan of putting out a grilled cheese party, which is a couple different types of bread, a couple different types of cheeses, some smears like a mayonnaise, a truffle oil, a butter, and some fillings, some ham, some bacon, some prosciutto, and then having like a little panini press or a little grill on the table or nearby so your guests could kind of make their own sandwiches.
Giuliani sharing a game day favorite from her book, The Cocktail Party, Eat, Drink, Play, Recover.
It's a mako. It's a mac and cheese taco. Just think all the fixings for a taco bar, hard shell tacos, all the toppings, lettuce, sour cream, guacamole, salsa. But instead of meats, we put mac and cheese inside the taco, and it's like really fun and interesting and delicious.
For an interactive appetizer,
we have a really fun pull-apart garlic bread bowl video on our site right now that's a warmed baked cheesy dip in the center, and use pizza dough to make pull-apart rolls that go all the way around the skillet.
Nachos are a huge crowd pleaser, and Boone says they've come up with their epic 50-ingredient nachos.
There's five flavor zones in the nachos, and one of those zones is a buffalo chicken nacho, which we're topping with rotisserie chicken that's tossed in buffalo wing sauce. It has Colby cheese, blue cheese, and then finished with some pepperoncini peppers, celery stalks, and leaves on top. Frank's is great. Frank's makes a really nice hot wing sauce, or just they also make a hot sauce that you can make your own hot wing sauce from. A very simple hot wing sauce is just hot sauce mixed with melted butter. That works really well. If you don't want to have bones in your wings, we do have mini buffalo chicken balls, which are amazing, and they have all the flavor of buffalo wings, but in a meatball, and they're mini, so they're really cute, and you can make them in advance. They travel really well. They can be cooked in advance, formed in advance, and then cooked right before you're serving them. They can even be frozen. The mini buffalo chicken balls are made with ground chicken, tossed in the Frank's hot sauce with melted butter, so it has that wing flavor throughout the meatball. They have a little bit of breadcrumb, a little bit of minced celery, and egg just to bind them together, and then they're baked. And those get served with the blue cheese dressing.
For drinks, Giuliani likes to switch things up.
I'm a big fan of mixing beer with margaritas to make a beer garita. It's beer, tequila, fresh lime juice, and a little triple sec, and that's a really great cocktail. Also, a beer with bourbon, a bourbon cocktail, beer and bourbon over ice.
And there's booze in the whoopie pies, featured on southernliving.com, which can be made ahead and frozen. The filling is cream cheese, butter, whiskey, powdered sugar, and toasted chopped pecans. For those who don't want the adult version, be sure to reserve some of the filling before you spike it. I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News, and this is Fox and Food.